you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
We are celebrating National Impotency Month.
No, you are, maybe.
Celebrating?
Someone is. It's National Impotency Month, so I assume someone's celebrating.
More like commemorating right. It. You commemorate it. Like, oh, I wish I didn't have it. That kind of stuff.
No, it's a holiday of remembrance.
Yeah. Remember your penis?
Remember you when it. I could?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some guys just relieved they don't have to worry about it anymore. Yeah. Oh, it's done. All right.
Remember blood flow.
Right. You own it and you get it fixed.
Yeah.
We got thousands of fine advertisers out there.
Oh, the fix your boners, yeah.
Fix that boner problem.
That's
you
right.
Have.
Craig does an advertising for one of those guys. Craig's a third person, by the way. He doesn't need it. Let's go with that. He's a third person. He's fine.
I don't know how much I'm supposed to say.
I know. Let me dig that go. Let me dig that hole for you.
Yeah, I do that.
Fine. Craig's fine. Craig's a fine spokesperson.
He's good at doing that.
I am a spokesperson.
Yes, you are. But we know who owns a company. They're cool. They'll get it.
We know them too.
Yeah. Get it fixed.
So you say you bought a Christmas tree. Didn't you say that?
Yeah, my wife went to look for one in the basement. We do the fake trees. And I think I threw away last year's. So we went out last night to buy a Christmas tree, right?
In a fit of rage?
Well,
Christmas is over!
Well, it was one of those situations because it kept going back in this box. And you fold them up, and the box eventually started getting wider and wider because the Christmas tree wouldn't fold as much. And I was taping the whole thing around like a big, looked like a coffin at the end of the time. So I said, I ripped it down last year. I said, we've had this so many years, it's going in the trash. Forgot about it. Wife was looking for one yesterday. And by the way, what I spent on the new tree, I wish I wouldn't have freaking threw this one away.
Yeah.
So we got a new tree.
Yeah. Well, real trees, apparently the prices are going up this year because of the Western wildfires and the changing marketplace has driven up the cost of a typical tree by $20 or more.
Are people going for the real trees at the marketplaces?
A lot of people are, because everybody's had the fake one for so long now.
Until the box starts getting wider and wider. Which Craig covered in his sex report, too. Right. There was a lot of complaints about that.
About the box getting wider?
Yeah. My favorite is my wife bought
these. We're down to once a week because the box keeps getting wider and wider.
We got, we have two trees in the house, one in the front room. But the fact is that my wife bought those little smelly things. They're like little, look like little dog, just sticks.
Okay.
They smell like pine. You stick it in your tree. Yeah. So it smells, it's going to smell like a Christmas tree.
Well, that's nice.
I don't care. It's always what it looked like to me. When we were kids, my dad had weird real ones early on.
Yes.
And then I remember my dad just saying, screw this, driving to the woods with the car and strapping it on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
So he started buying fake ones. And I didn't care because guess what? It looked like a Christmas tree. And more importantly, there were presents underneath.
My family almost fell apart a couple times, even before Dad be engaged, just trying to saw the bottom of that to make it even. And it's even. It's not even. Like, get the saw. Like, Christmas sucks.
Even before my dad being gay. That's a modern family Christmas right there.
It was a fragile union from the beginning.
Right. We don't have the kids around.
The pine needles would dry back in the day, and it was a fire hazard,
too. Oh, complete fire hazard.
We have a tabletop one now.
Of course
perfect.
You do. Yeah.
It's no more than 2.5-3 feet tall.
Good for you.
Yeah, nice.
Because the kids aren't around. Nobody cares.
Right. Yeah. Good for you, Todd.
So we went. We last weekend they had in town. They had the Charlie Brown Christmas on stage. We took my daughter, and they actually sold out in the lobby. You could get the old replica of the
bad looking tree
of the Charlie Brown.
They sell
Christmas
those. I've
tree.
Seen those. Yeah,
the droopy one.
Yeah, they do sell those. One little branch stuck off the side.
One little branch with one little red Christmas ball on it. $25, but you could have that.
You do real trees still, Puss?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, we got the white box.
Yeah. How about you, Nick?
Fake tree.
Fake tree.
Yours isn't a Rubbermaid, though.
Yeah, just easy.
I know that struggle. I do it every year, too.
I know, yeah.
How to tell this thing going there back in the first place.
Eventually, the wide box goes in the trash
Ours
can.
Is a bag. We've got a wide bag.
Yeah. Yeah, I started putting mine in a bag, too. And I said, I'm just going to throw this away now.
I do always feel like such a douche, putting the branches in and spreading them out. Like, I'm not God. I'm not going to make trees.
And I just hate it.
By the way, we forgot about Thanksgiving. Yeah. So do I. Thanksgiving's tomorrow. Yeah, that's contrary on that.
Well, yeah, and you got your Christmas tree up before Thanksgiving?
Well, we don't usually. But
I know.
Because we do it the Friday after.
Even that.
And I have obligations on Friday.
Oh, you do.
We're watching the ethanol.
Y'all had the nice family.
The ethanol bowl. No.
The nice family tree raising.
Nah, it's not done. The ethanol bowl. I'm doing today, actually.
No, I'm even delaying my live manger scene until after Friday.
What are you going to do with that sheep when you're done?
Don't ask.
When he's done with what?
Are you interested?
When he's
it sounded
done,
like you were interested.
The sheep is done.
Yeah, I can ship them over.
All right.
But remember, they have facial recognition.
They do now.
The sheep.
Yeah, they still don't speak English.
Always right. Hit that from behind. Michael Che said that.
You have to.
They don't speak English. You're right, Puss. They don't speak English, so they're not going to narc on you anyway.
No, they're like, him.
They'll look at you.
Yeah.
Like, how else?
How's the sheep say that again?
Him.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, how else are you going to... That seems like such unnecessary instruction, because I don't know how else you're going to bang a sheep.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do it missionary. That'd be gross.
That would be gross. The hooves on your chest.
That's right. But you could, I guess.
I suppose.
Hang on here. Maybe Jack and Ozzy went and visited a sheep farm.
Well, I've been all over the place.
All right. Ozzy and Jack's World Detour. Ozzy Osbourne and Jack Osbourne. Jack's on the phone with us. Welcome, Jack. Appreciate
welcome,
it.
Sir.
Yeah, thank you. How's it going?
Thank good,
you
man.
For joining us.
Appreciate it. We've talked to you before. We love your work. And first of all, we have a lot of people. Go ahead and tell them, Tom. You sent some emails.
We've had a ton of people who know that you suffer from MS, and we have a lot of listeners who apparently suffer from MS. So they've gotten my whole inbox is full of people who are wishing you well. So I hope things are going well for you there.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, listeners. So I read an article, I read a recent interview with you and your dad about the show. Was it in Rolling Stone recently, or what was it in? I forget. You did an interview, a quick interview. And one of my favorite parts of it was that as your dad doesn't dress down, and you tell him, Dad, just put a hat on and put a jacket on. Let's go out and do something. But he says to you, no, I'm a freaking rock star. I'm not dressed. He never dresses down, does he?
No, he has to go everywhere dressed as Ozzy Osbourne.
I mean, I love that about your old man, but I just love that article that you say, Dad, because the article said that you weren't high maintenance. He is, and that didn't surprise me at all. But he always has to be Ozzy, and he can't dress down, correct?
No, he can never dress down. He can never just, go put a hoodie on at an airport. The airports are the worst.
I bet they are.
To go everywhere with the jewelry and the coat and everything. And so, when you're in the middle of, Indiana and you're going to the airport, it's pretty obvious who's walking through.
And you got to deal with that, but you've been used to that, obviously. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, and I'm like, dude, it would be easier if you just dressed down. He's like, no, I can't. I'm like, all right.
Is he just comfortable that way? Does he like the recognition?
I think a lot of it is like just the way he likes to dress, and he doesn't. I think he feels like if he were to put a pair of jeans on, a hoodie, and a baseball hat, and not Ozzy Osbourne sunglasses. He would, I think he just feels dumb. I don't know.
I got it. Yeah, you're right. That's true. I mean, I'd rather see him dressed like Ozzy than dressed down myself. Get it. Because if he puts anything but the not Ozzy Osbourne sunglasses on, I'd go, why is Ozzy trying to not wear his glasses?
Yeah, then we'd see, here's a picture of Ozzy Osbourne without his makeup.
But once again, though, you guys, you travel for the show a lot, so it would just make it quicker, right?
Yeah.
Quicker for you guys.
Oh, totally. I'm like, Dad, this is not a thing of vanity. It's just convenience. Come on.
But he's not listening to
I'm a rock god, and then he'll, perceived to get.
I love. Are you like most strong. Kids? Are you like most kids? Yeah, Dad, you're a rock god. Yay! All right. Are you just say that to him? Jack?
Yeah, Dad. The band's going to make it one day.
So,
your band's going to make it one day.
Where does the World Detour take us this season? It's on A&E this time around, is it not?
Yes, it is. Okay. Yes. So we got moved over. We started in Key West, Florida. We end in Juneau, Alaska. So we kind of do like a zigzag across the country for about 10 weeks. And got to say, it was awesome. Like, we went to, like, 16 states. Just great. Like, the thing that I enjoyed a lot about this season is that, you know, now that we are on A&E, it's kind of opened up our world to us. Like, we can do so many more things because we don't have to be so fact-based in history.
Okay.
So it's a lot more experiential, and everything we do is kind of unique to the area that we're going, the city, the state kind of thing. And it's just fun, man. It was, like, a real fun, genuine road trip.
Yeah,
you know, we had a...
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying we did it in a camper, so it was like the all-American road trip. But, you know, I mean, the fact that I'm like 32 and getting to do a road trip with my dad for 10 weeks is kind of awesome.
Ozzy and Jack's World Detour on A&E Wednesday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern. Yeah, I mean, when you go to these places... I mean, well, you just experience stuff, and on. I mean, I've seen a couple episodes. It is a good show. It's very funny, and you guys have a good time. But does Ozzy, is he anxious to go everywhere, or is he the kind of guy who goes, I don't want to do that? But you say, Dad, we got to do that.
Sometimes, yeah, like okay. You know, there are things like there's something in every episode. He's a little bit like, I don't know about that. Like this episode coming up, we went to this place called The Body Farm.
Oh, I read about that's what I read about. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's on this week's episode, and he was really reluctant in just from the get-go about going, and we probably should have listened to him.
because there's dead bodies laying all over outdoors in different stages of decay for forensic scientists, right? Is that what you were visiting? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just, you know, dead, you know, some were just skeletons, and others, like some bodies were like 3 days old.
Is that in Tennessee?
Like 3 day. No, it's in Texas. It's near, like, Texas A&M University.
Okay. Yeah, probably not a big tourist spot.
There was also a great part of the interview with Jack Osborne with us where you say that somebody asked you guys what your road trip tunes are, and you said that you controlled the radio because the road trip was not going to be, since your dad prefers older music, Chicago and Peter Gabriel the whole time. I think that was the two bands you mentioned.
Yep, pretty much.
That was just like, I don't want to listen to Chicago and Peter Gabriel the whole time. I love that bit. That'd be like Ride Along with Us.
Jack. Listen to this. This is my dream vacation.
What?
And Jack gets paid to do this, to travel. Deep sea fishing in Key West.
Cool.
NASCAR race in Texas. Camping in Sedona. And then dog sledding in Alaska. You can't beat that. That's a great job.
You've done three of those.
Yeah.
It was definitely a good day out, not going to lie.
Did you get seasick? Deep sea fishing? Because that's
No, like, you know what, if I'm, like, on my phone, on, like, a boat, I get seasick. But, like, if I'm just out, like, actually enjoying the moment and not being consumed by technology, I don't get seasick.
So. How about Ozzy? Did Ozzy blow chunks, or was he okay? Because I want to see.
No, he was good. He handled it well.
All right.
He's not the seasick type.
Okay. Okay. Well, he's been through a lot, so that's probably nothing to him. All right. Ozzy and Jack's World Detour, A&E, Wednesday nights. And you mentioned The Body Farm is this week. How many episodes this season?
There are 10 episodes. So including tonight, there's another 8.
All right. Well. And is there a third season? You don't know yet? See how well this one does?
If the good people of America tune in, most likely there'll be a third.
All right. Well, congratulations. Have fun. Looking forward to the show. And enjoy your Chicago,
you.
All right? All right. Appreciate it.
Safe travels. See you. Take care of yourself.
See you, man.
All right.
Thanks for your time. Happy holidays.
Good dude. Yeah, he was the interview I forget was in. You see, we all get the same magazines. You must have saw the same damn interview.
Might have been in People. I didn't read that one.
Might have been in People.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't get people.
It was just a quick blurb, maybe 10, 12 questions, and one of them was also about who picks out the road troop. And he goes, you know, we have similar tastes, but Dad prefers older music, and there's no way we were going to listen to Peter Gabriel in Chicago the whole trip.
The godfather of metal.
Yeah, but a lot of those guys, like, he loves the Beatles, man.
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne's a huge Beatle fan, you know? So, you know how metal fans are. They're like metal artists. They seem to like everything. Metal fans only like, you ever notice that about
absolutely.
That? Because musicians appreciate other music. Fans sometimes don't.
Oh, yeah.
You know, especially hardcore metal fans.
Absolutely.
But Ozzy's just jamming, you know, Chicago.
Right.
I love that.
That's funny. I'm a rock guy. Like, yeah, come on. We got to go.
Shit, yeah. I'm a rock guy. I'm turning on the Chicago. Guy.
What was his greatest line there? Jack Osbourne said, yeah, Dad, your band's going to make it someday.
Yeah.